Welcome to the 1111 podcast. It's your boy, AMJ.
Listen. Let me talk. I've been holding this thing for 2 weeks, fam. I'm done with Arsenal being mediocre. Wallah, I'm fed up.
Alongside me, I got my boy, the kid from Brockton, a.k.a. Lee Band Runs Good, a.k.a. Lee the Legend.
Wallah, we have to reduce your minutes. You're not even allowed to talk more than a quarter of the episode.
Next up, we got the boy, second division commander of the Whitebeard Pirates, a.k.a. Baya Fist Ace.
I think football should be played by guys with techniques.
Last up, we got Joy Boy himself, spreading all that Conqueror hockey with all that Chelsea propaganda. The man, the myth, Mo Salah.
Oh my God.
He's Messi Ronaldo. What am
I doing? What line that's crazy.
Now, enough chit-chat. Let's kick things off, y'all.
I got a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
When was the golden age in sports for you, and what sport was it?
Ooh. I would say it's soccer and basketball.
I was gonna say basketball too.
For me, it's basketball. Why? I can't lie.
But it was
'03 to '09.
Really?
Like 8, bro.
'03.
I don't know how old you are.
I don't think you know how old I am.
My bad, big bro. Copy.
Because, bro. '03, I was in third grade.
Third grade.
'02, '03. Like that's when you first start like paying attention to sports.
Bro, I'm in Baltimore.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm in Baltimore right now. I actually just got 2K24 out of Bordeaux. It was $10, so I'll be. But I don't know, fam. I think the playoffs kind of got me, and I'm thinking about ball a whole lot. Watching a
ball's
whole lot
cold.
Of clubs.
Yeah, ball's lie. Cold again. Huh? Like it took like 6 years for that little devil. A little light-skinned devil to go away, but now that he's gone, sports is lit.
He's still there, brother. Well, I mean, I don't know.
No, he's done. He's done, man.
I'm definitely the best hooper at 11-11, right? Have to be.
Brother, don't let me start practicing, okay? I'm just warning you. Just warning. AMG,
no comment.
AMG can be a very big problem with all aspects of sports, okay?
I seen Ace can dunk, though. I seen that clip.
Yeah. I told you my drop box is dangerous.
This is a football podcast.
I told Ace, you see, this guy used my only blackmailing tool. I told him behave.
Get back on job, bro. We got work to do.
I told him, yo, I tell him, man, I have
you guys are trying to go for your coffee break, bro. We're back.
Bro, I have so much on Ace and Mo, you don't understand. And this is way before 11-11. Especially Mo, wallah, I'm telling you, fam. My Gmail, what do you call it?
Where is he?
Yeah.
You gotta check your MSN.
I'm still logging into my Hotmail. But yeah, where is this guy, bro? Lord have mercy. Yeah, what is someone getting on you, Ace, today on the Discord for missing episodes? I've seen you a couple times.
If I speak, I'll be in big trouble.
Forget I brought it up, but yeah, Mo. You're on punishment next stream.
He's sleeping. He's sleeping. No, his season's over too.
It's been over all year.
Did you guys see what Posh said? I don't know if it was fake, but he said because Cole Palmer's out for the game against Arsenal. He said we have to prove that this is not Cole Palmer FC. This is Chelsea Football Club. I said
I don't know if that's real. Pathetic. It might be.
I didn't know Cole Palmer's out though. That's news to me. But yeah,
I'm scared now that he's out though because. These guys are gonna die trying to prove themselves.
Madueke masterclass,
bro. That guy is just there for the paycheck and the IG followers.
Yeah, did we say?
I don't want. Yeah, no Chelsea talk.
You're the one who said it, not me. I wouldn't have mind talking about certain things. Nah, I don't know.
Nah, I don't want to.
You saw Thiago Silva crying and a couple other guys in the back laughing, but whatever.
Nah, we don't want to waste our time. Yeah,
I agree. I agree. That's a waste time. But you know who I don't want to waste my time on is Manchester United. A team that
we could do this quickly. Man.
I would love to stay here. I ain't gonna lie. It's
I'm not gonna lie to you though. They have been by far the most fun team to watch.
Fun team,
easily
up 3-0.
Bro, they've given us they've given us so many classics this year.
For real, bro. I said this at the beginning of the year. They are the funnest team to watch. Wallahi.
Bro. Nah. I need to tell you guys my experience, bro. I was out. I missed the game. I didn't see the scoreline. Nothing. Came back and I'm looking for highlights. I'm saying, yo, let me find a 10-minute one. There were no 10-minute ones. I only seen a 25 piece. And I'm saying, broski, I'm not trying to sit through this. I started panning through it. Then I'm like, yeah, let me go back to the beginning. Movie.
No, wallahi, worth every second. Worth it. Bro, they almost took it, stole it too, fam. The offside,
bro,
which is
It was offside, though.
I don't know.
But yo, but like, come
it
on.
It is offside by that. The rules, but
you gotta allow that.
That's what I'm saying.
For the culture?
Bro.
No, football's dead, man. Football's dead, bro.
No, bro, but when you look
like
at the
lines.
They ruined
like a moment that we talk about forever.
Yeah, but I feel like the line, I don't know, fam. It was inches a little extra. I don't know. My opinion, my eyes might be deceiving, but I saw a little extra space between the two, but it's okay.
No, speaking of lines, you guys seem. Well, we'll get back to Manu, but you guys seen what Yosa Bartomeu said?
No, I have not.
Basically, Barca scored a goal, but it was so close, and they don't have goal line technology.
Yes, I saw that. Okay.
Bartomeu, he came out with an actual statement talking about we're going to determine if that's a goal. And if it is a goal, then we're going to be asking for a replay. No long talk. I said, what? Replay? No,
there's too many crybabies. You know what it is, bro? I have a message.
Hold on.
That's a PR statement. PR.
I have a message.
Okay. There you go.
Bro, there are too many people in football now that have never played a sport in their life. Ever. Like that, I guarantee you that dude that at Barca saying that, and whoever's the admin that's tweeting that bullshit off of North, or whoever told the admin to tweet that.
Yeah.
Never played a sport in their life. There's no way that we're getting like this level of crybaby in sports. This is not a thing.
Yo, but
especially
that
sounds like a fan. That sounds like a fan.
Me. But I can't hear you. Sorry. Can y'all hear me?
I don't
like that take, Lee. And you're kind of giving me the vibe that like Roy Keane and all the Sky Sports, Gary Neville,
Jamie Carragher
guys said.
It's
like,
true, bro.
You
have to learn how to. You lost, bro. It's over.
You see, England,
next one, try better.
So England has this culture of like, you can't speak up to the high authorities because it's not class. Like, I'm not with it. Like, if someone is doing something incorrect and someone's doing a bad job at it, if you publicly call it out, that's unprofessional. Like, you have to call out BS.
I'm not arguing that, bro. You've played sports your whole life. You definitely got shafted by calls and lost the game because of it.
But
are you writing a letter to the league officials? Come on, bro.
But it's good to put people on the spot too, and there's a lot at stake as well, right? Because there has not been any accountability for VAR and referees. Like, they've gotten away with a lot.
They do.
Make public statements. Like, there's
No, that's not true. You heard what Needham said. You heard what Needham said. Needham said that they literally have a monthly meeting to talk about VAR with all the clubs, and it's an open meeting.
Cool,
anybody
cool.
can join. And no one joins.
I wish Mo was here, because Anthony Taylor is his biggest friend, and he is the culprit in this big thing, in this controversy as well, with the Nottingham Forest game, as well as Stuart Atwell, someone we've mentioned a lot. Like, these are names that have been up many, many times, have affected results, and there hasn't been accountability, which I say a lot with a lot of Premier League officials, and it's just, you know, it just kind of goes by and we forget it. Like, bro, like...
Generation weak.
Yeah,
but... Nah, generation's weak, but, man. They're losers. Nah,
Lee, I
grow,
hear you,
grow
but,
up.
but same ways, it's like, we don't know it from their perspective. They could have been going to these meetings before and saying, yo, nothing's going on. Like, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? You guys don't listen to us. The meeting's just like a ceremony.
You know, MOL, I would have told Nottingham Forest, stop reaching FFP. Maybe you'll get some calls. Cheaters. cheaters.
I think the pot's calling the kettle something, but
I can't
say that last word.
Never been convicted FFP. Never. But that club's a cheating though. Cheat club. I don't hear nothing though. Where's the outrage?
Wait, you guys know their owner's like a mafia boss. Like,
say word.
Don't play.
No, Ace, I'll take it.
Don't believe
it. Their owner is not Muslim. That's all it is.
Damn.
This guy's trying to get a checkmate early in the game, bro. Let us play.
Yo, next topic. That's a perfect way to end it. Lee, you took the W there. I read it. Let's get back to United, though. Let's talk about this game. Obviously, congrats to United for making it to the FA Cup final again. I mean, they're in the FA Cup final. Still got to give it to them. You know, they still managed to pull it out.
I have no idea how they're there. I don't know how
deserved or undeserved. That could be a question that we could talk about, but it's still, you know, it's out of a horrible, horrendous season. It's still somehow interesting how they managed to get made it to FA Cup final. And this is something I hate to repeat myself. I did bring this up last year when they made it to the FA Cup final and they won the Carabao Cup. If they let's just say hypothetically they win this FA Cup against Man City, are we gonna ignore all the problems that happened? Because Arsenal did that for like a decade, and we we complained about it. And I said, yeah, Man United has literally become the old Arsenal. Like, we win FA Cups, we win, you know, trophies, and we kind of ignore the fact of all the bad things that's happened over the course of the year, and we just kind of brush it over because we wanted silverware. So.
I think everybody at Man United, like everybody at Man United, all Man United fans are in unison. Like, there's nobody defending any of this.
There is people defending Ten Hag.
Yeah, there is. There is what?
What are they defending, though?
I can name multiple people. He won a trophy. I wish we brought them here. Yeah, exactly.
No. What are they defending?
Lee, there's going to be idiots saying at the end of the year that Man United had a better season than Arsenal, okay?
No, that's foolish.
Come on. There's a lot of idiots all over there. But like, it's just the common norm. Like, brother, it's literally what we heard last year.
You guys are doing that victim thing again. Leave your Arsenal.
I didn't say
alone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what's said.
We did this last time.
Brother, I just read out what I'm reading in the Discord, okay?
I haven't read that. I think every United fan is just like, put me out of my misery. Like, we need the season to end already. Like, Ten Hag out. That was like, no, I didn't see anybody celebrate that. Even the only person that celebrated that win was, what's his name? That white boy.
Mark Goldbridge?
Yeah, he's the only one I've seen celebrate. Everybody else was like, that nigga, that was shit.
Garbage.
Definitely did not deserve to go through.
But while I do think Ten Hag is not a good coach, and I've been saying this, I've been skeptical of him from before he signed. Yeah. But what I will say is, Mo says it best, everybody needs time. If you give somebody enough time, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Are they going to give him enough time? Mm. Probably not. Can he figure it out? I think he can. Given enough time with that much money, whatever. I think he'll figure it out, but the club will never be in unison. Like, the way Arsenal's in unison, it'll never be like, or City or any or Liverpool, like big clubs, United fan base and players, no pun intended.
Mm. Yeah.
Manchester United will never have that with Ten Hag as coach. And I think that's the breaking point. I don't even think it's necessarily the performance. If you know the coach is going to cause disharmony for the near future, but get him out of there.
But again, I'm not, I never play professional, but you know, I see all these commentators saying like, oh, like they don't even respect the manager. They don't talk, da da da. Like, you can have a successful team and not respect the manager though. Like, we played for some niggas that we don't really respect that nigga, you know what I mean? Like, let's just play, you know what I mean, our game. But I don't know. I think for Ten Hag, like, it's not even about time anymore. It's about, like, he has to win one of three groups. Yeah. He has to win either the board over, the fans over, or the players over. He just has to win one. I don't think he has any of them. He's losing all three.
I don't think he has any.
Because the board aren't looking, reportedly, they are looking. He just needs one.
Because, at United, if you have one of those, you good.
Okay, but I'll tell you this, though, Lee. The one out of the three that you mentioned, I think he still has a good amount of fan base that are backing him because they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have seen.
What is the saying? The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Yeah, and we have to be fair to Ten Hag. Like, there's a lot of...
That ain't it, dog.
I tried saving, bro.
You won't miss me, Brody. I can't lie to you.
Lee, I tried saving you, but... I even forgot my train of thought. But anyways...
I got us. Ten Hag, I feel like he approached the job in a way that didn't align with his character. He tried to force things. He tried to...
Too cool for school.
Yeah, he tried to, like, be too forceful with guys who are legends. Like, Ronaldo, okay, cool, but other players too, you know?
A lot of them.
And even the guys who stuck with him from the beginning, I don't even think they love him. Rashford does not love him. Does not love him. He's getting what he wants, and it's still not really working for him. Like, he's playing the position he wants. The only player I could see who... It's kind of in line with him. It's probably Maguire.
No, it's the young guys. It's for the most part.
It's the young guys, bro. Yeah. And you know what? Who cares? It's the young guys and Bruno. Fine. That's the only reason why I think a United fan would say, yo, give him time. Because clearly you could see the young players trust him, listen to him.
Yeah.
to the captain. So
yeah, but but the problem is it's a certain group of players, but it's not the majority. And one thing I'll tell you guys from this game, one thing that stood out for me, especially with the defending, there was a whole lot of lazy players on the pitch, in my opinion. Okay, there was a whole lot of lazy defending, and there was a whole lot of lazy, very lazy ethics on that team. Because, and again, if you're gonna have this guy, group of guys defending you, playing for you, and the other group not, there's obviously gonna be a problem here. You need unity. You need like one team fighting together, and obviously it's not showing. And you can kind of see it in their facial expressions a lot from a lot of the guys. Because I'll tell you, like Wan-Bissaka, bro, like all three goals, like I thought all of those was all from straight up laziness, exact laziness. Because played defense, unfortunately, for a long time. When you turn your back in like that with defending, it's just you're trying to find a way out. You're just playing the minutes, you know. So
it's the gloves. It's the gloves. Take them gloves off, nigga. I don't know why you got them gloves on. It's April.
Yeah, I don't know the weather there, but low key.
I bucked him in an airport, bro. Weird guy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah,
odd character.
Let's move on, boys. Let's quickly talk about Arsenal. Obviously, I know it happened a couple
days
ago.
Sure?
I let my energy out. Alhamdulillah, you know, I got it out on the AMJ stream. You know, I had to say my piece. You know, it's good you guys didn't see it. I hope you didn't see it because it was very toxic. You know, probably got banned on Twitch. Probably gonna get an email later. But it's just one thing. Obviously, we had a good game against Wolves. I didn't even watch that. I don't bother to care anymore. Other people feel otherwise, but. One thing I'm going to ask you guys, let me ask you this though. Say Arsenal don't win the league, because obviously that's all we have left now. Would you consider this a good season? Yes or no?
Actually, Ace, you go first. You go ahead.
So just to go over my quick thoughts before I get to that question. Bro, this loss hurt me more than I think even balling the league last season. I don't know what it was. Nah, the Champions League just does something to you, bro.
It's different, bro.
It's heartbreaking. This is like Baku. That's what it felt like. Like, I haven't felt pain like this since Baku. And man, even when I was watching the Wolves game, we went up 1-0 and the game started getting a little bit edgy. Yep. I turned it off. I said, yo, I can't watch this. Maybe I'm the curse. And then I seen Odegaard scored after the game. I said, okay, fine. Thank God. You
at
know?
The end, yeah.
But in spite of all that, I still see progression. So, will I say it's been a good season? I think it's always you versus you. Obviously, you're competing against 19 other teams. How many? 48 other teams in the Champions League now, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's you versus you. And I think we are improving as a team. We're getting closer, right? It looks like I think we're gonna win the league. Let me say that before Bravo tries to semantics me. I think we're gonna win the league, and I'm confident.
He has rattled. You're rattled.
I'm not rattled. I'm just very perceptive. But
Let me go next. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
If we do the same thing we did last season, which is come second, and we progress to the quarters of the Champions League, I don't think that's a bad season.
Lee, can I take your spot for a second?
We're building up. It's not great. Lee. But what I say is a bad season. Objectively, no trophy's bad season, right? But if I want to be honest with myself, I've seen improvements. Some things I don't like, but I'm still seeing improvements. I'm okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is my biggest concern with the Arsenal fan base, and I think I've repeatedly said this. Like, there is this acceptance of failure between the fan base, and because of progression, don't call yourself a big club if you're okay with failing. I don't want to hear it, because he's been in the job for 5 years, already had enough time for progression. If you're gonna accept failure over time, don't talk to me about being a big club. Don't talk to me about being success. Don't talk to me about being the next Bayern, Madrid, all this stuff. Stay your lane. Continue being okay with shit. Continue being okay with failure. Don't talk to me about being a big club anymore.
Please let me go.
Because I want. I grew up. I was lied to from when we moved from Highbury to the Emirates. They told us we're going to be the Bayern Munich of England. That's what I was told. I was told that multiple times. I've been waiting for that. And now we, alhamdulillah, you know, we're finally competing at the highest level. But now we lose to Bayern Munich, one of the worst Bayern sides in the last 20 years. I've never seen a shittier Bayern side in my life.
Are you
but,
okay?
But the majority of the fan base was okay with that loss. I've never seen so much acceptance from Arsenal fans. Like I you know, the one thing I felt good about after a loss, like I had people to that resemble my feelings, because I can go online and see people's reaction, talk to Arsenal fans, feel their reactions because they're expressing what I'm thinking. I felt alone. I felt alone in terms of like unhappiness after the Bayern loss, because
I'll tell you why you felt
everybody
alone.
Was okay with us losing. So
I'll tell you why you felt alone. Sorry, Ace, let me go. I'll tell you why you felt alone. Let me just say this about Arsenal, and I'm being 1000% genuine, like no troll. I'm really not. And I know Arf is going to hate when I say this, but it's the truth. Arsenal are light years ahead of schedule, and I can prove this in Arf's own rhetoric about his own team. This is what I don't get. He has such misplaced anger. If you truly believe that Arsenal should be competing and winning titles and advancing further into the Champions League, in the same breath, you can't like criticize the players, the personnel that he has. There's not without a doubt in my mind that Arteta is overperforming with Kai Havertz, Gabriel Jesus, Zinchenko, Martinelli, all these players that Arsenal
they were fans nobodies.
All these players, like the fan base, every fan base does this. They try to trick themselves into thinking that a player is better than what they are so that they can justify success or equate something attach something to the success. But the truth of the matter is, Gabriel Jesus has 4 goals. The truth of the matter is, Martinelli has not looked like himself since last year.
No, since the injury.
The truth of the matter is, Kai Havertz, for whatever it's worth, yes, he shows flashes of brilliance, but we talk about all the time, he does not have the standards to play for Arsenal, in my opinion. Like, he should not be playing, but I don't think Arteta has a choice. Same with Zinchenko. I don't think Arteta has a choice. So if you truly believe that, if you truly believe that Arsenal should be, then I shouldn't hear a peep about the players on your end. I shouldn't hear anything.
No, Lee, that's a great point. And another thing about these people who demand trophies and success, you know, it's a journey. You're not going to leapfrog there. There are ups and downs. You see progression gradually. There's only one Real Madrid. There's only one Real Madrid who can demand success at that highest level and get it all the time. But for us to get to that level, we have to build up there. Then once you have a steady base, then it's like, okay, we need a trophy every season. Like, City didn't get there overnight.
No, it didn't. And it took a while.
How many iterations did it take, right?
Yeah. But my thing is too, Arf, like, you keep counting off these 5 years. Like, every single year, the 11 has improved to a point where 3 years ago, I don't think any of those 11 gets into this 11. None of them.
Yeah, but you guys are doing this whole past
thing. Because, Ace, am I right?
No,
none of them get into this.
I don't think you guys grew up the way I watch Arsenal Football Club. I'm sorry. I don't
Maybe Xhaka, that's it.
Because your expectations are so low of my football club. Arsenal has always been a team that should be challenging for the best titles in the world. That's always been the best way.
How do you get there? How do you get there? How do you get there?
You get there by defining success properly, fam, and not accepting failure, okay? Real Madrid, Bayern Munich.
How do you get there in real life?
Chelsea of not recent, but before. If it doesn't work out and you accept failure, halas, you get stuck in this position. Are we going to be okay with second place next year? The year after that?
We didn't get smoked.
We lost to the worst Bayern side in the last 20 years, brother. We faced buzzwords. We faced nobody this Champions League.
Our club is Champions League. Bro, it's Champions League heritage.
Yeah, and they're still good.
Like, that's all it's about. The Champions League is all about heritage. You have to pay your dues. City went to the final.
Maybe you guys are right.
Lost. They had to lose in the final to come back and win it, bro.
Listen, to one of the worst Chelsea teams.
I didn't become an Arsenal fan.
Hold on. One question.
My team is not going to be winners, okay? If I knew that 20 years ago when I was a U, that I know my team was not going to be winners and are going to be accepting to be finishing second and be absolute losers, wallah al-azim, what a bokaba, I would never become an Arsenal fan. Because I grew up knowing Arsenal winning titles, fam. I grew up knowing Arsenal had the best players in the world. Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp. Like, what are you talking about, fam? You guys are so okay with it, fam. Yes, there is
progression. Okay, who on your team
absolutely
on that level?
There is progression.
Who's,
but don't,
the best
don't talk
in the
to
world
me about overperforming. We finished 5 points behind Man City last season. That's 365 days last year, okay?
That's the best RF, you know, that's the best club in like.
Okay, about like that's a good thing. So why can't you like why can't you be decade better? Do you think Man City is just as good as last season?
I'm saying we lost to the club that took over
three times
a decade
in a row. Yeah, like bro, it's not anyways, a joke club, bro.
I'm talking.
I think it's disrespectful to City too. But let's move on.
We're going to have our time, Arif. I believe we're going to have our time.
Exactly my point. And if I'm going to finalize with this, I feel alone in terms of these losses. Okay, in terms of failure,
because it's contradicting.
I'm alone. No, because everybody has the same mindset as you guys. Everybody has downgraded Arsenal. Everybody has downgraded
losses
Arsenal.
Losses can hurt. Losses can hurt, and it doesn't mean you have to trash the team. Bro, that shit killed me.
Don't be talking about trashing the team. I only trashed one guy, and it's been the common factor here. Okay, let's move on, boys.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's talk about Champions League. Let's get some predictions. We got the Champions League semifinals next week. Fortunately,
it's his time, bro. It's his time. You guys know who I'm talking about.
Big H?
Ooh.
Nah.
Oh, Mbappe. Yo, you see, when you did that, I thought of Neymar first. So,
bro,
is that weird?
Hold up.
That's
bro.
Funny. Yeah.
I've never seen a guy stink up the place like that in a big game that I've watched him in.
What?
Mbappe stunk up that
Listen,
game.
If we're going to talk about.
I mean, bro.
If we're going to talk
about. He had an off game. Rather, but he still scored
it
two
up
goals.
In a muscle.
Still scored two goals.
We're gonna talk about stinking up the performance, fam.
Bro, the
Erling Haaland has
goals?
Been getting away with a whole lot. He's been getting away with a whole lot, brother.
What did I
used to
say?
We're doing PSG. We're doing PSG.
Are we gonna ignore this? Okay, fine.
Do you remember my clip where I was saying, "Yo, Haaland, I don't think he like when he's in the team, City don't play their best."
You did say that. That was last year, if I'm not
Lee,
mistaken.
Lee, come on. No, Arf,
I mean, we played with
Arf. Forget the schedule. Arf, forget the schedule. Lee. Answer us about Haaland. Let's talk.
Damn.
I think it's one of the questions.
No, is it in the Q&A? No, Arf, we're not saving it. Lee. Lee, what's going on with Haaland?
Yeah, no, I said.
don't go in media mode, bro.
No, I've been consistent since the Arsenal game with the first time we played you guys, not the second time.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play, if you're gonna be on City, you can't do that. And he did it again against Real. I mean, he does it against like the more disciplined teams, like the more advanced disciplined teams, Arsenal, Madrid. Like, I don't want to say he's not a big game player because he scored a lot of like clutch goals for us for last year and this
year.
A
lot,
you know what I mean?
A lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a lot.
What? We tied Leipzig 1-1. He came back, scored 5 on them.
Yeah.
In the same leg, yeah.
You No. The game that you're smoking the team, that's not clutch to me. I'm sorry.
No, but that's not clutch. The knockout was tied, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I hear that. But after the first goal, it's I don't think it's clutch.
Okay, look what he did to you guys last year. Season on the line. Look what he did to y'all.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he had his moments.
He has moments, but he's not a clutch player.
Let's focus on present. We judge the best
players. I didn't say he was clutch. I'm just saying he's had his moments against these teams, but... It just usually happens against those same teams where
lights are bright.
I mean, Pep, I don't even know if it's lights are bright. I think it's him physically. Like, it's not that he's nervous. He doesn't have that ability. Like, he literally doesn't have it. Like, you could call somebody nervous if you know that they could do something.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that he can physically.
I agree with that.
I don't think he can physically perform against a well-organized team or like change the way he plays based off of a team that's set up in the correct way, like Arsenal did the second time we played each other, the first, even both times, but second time was a little better, but the first time we played you guys when y'all won 1-0, Real Madrid. Like, when a team is set up like that, GG's. And like, the fact that he got pulled at halftime at 90 minutes in that game, I think Pep's covering for him, saying that he has to be out. He was tired, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. He's 22, but...
Wait. Do you guys think Haaland is a player who's service-reliant? Like, he can't do it himself?
No, because in Dortmund, we didn't watch that. No, in Dortmund, we didn't watch that.
Highline.
Like, if you call yourself the best, one of the, well, I'm not saying he's Highline League. If we consider him one of the best players, he has to evolve.
He has to be able to do it himself.
I agree.
Smash it from half.
And Ace, the only saving grace he has is that he's 22, 23. That's the only saving grace he has. Because and that he broke the damn Prem record last season. But I think, like, I hear, like, a lot of people's criticism of him and, like, you know, the Gary, what's his name, Roy Keane saying League Two. Like, I know what he's trying to say, but
you have to be honest. Wallahi,
the fact of the matter is, you're young, you're playing in a great team, you have to add to your game. Every striker evolves. I'm not saying you have to be like Harry Kane. No one's asking him to do something like that, but you got to bare minimum.
What's his downgrade? Because one thing me and you, Lee, talked about, like, all these evolve in Haaland's game last year. We're like, my God, you have that in your game?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So many times. It wasn't consistent. No.
There was consistency, especially at the end of last season. It wasn't just the goals. Yeah. He had a good amount of assists. I don't know. Maybe it's the players surrounding him currently.
I don't think he's the most confident on the ball, I'm gonna be honest. Like, it comes and goes.
The confidence is definitely gone right now.
He's weird. Like, he's not confident shooting or, like, finishing a chance, but he's so rattled if the game is, like, 30 yards out, 40 yards out. Like, I don't know.
No, but wait, Lee, I got a question for you. Yeah. Man City diehard fan, membership, real fan.
I forgot about that.
Would you rather have Isak than Haaland?
No.
Who would say that? Stop.
Come on.
Let's put him on record. Ace, you would have Isak over Haaland.
Ace, the thing you're forgetting.
No doubt in my mind.
Everybody, remember this? April 23rd, 2024. Ace said Isak over Haaland.
The thing you're forgetting is the clip. You're forgetting about the clip, bro. This guy has a ridiculous goal clip. I think the problem with criticizing Haaland is because we're not
footballers. Footballer.
No, no, we're not That's comparing why. It to anything. What are we comparing it to? Who's even close to that? Whatever he's doing, nobody. So we have nothing to, like, back in the day. Like, Mbappe. There were so many strikers to be able to. Mbappe's not a striker though. Like, Mbappe's so much more. So much more to his game. I know, but there's so much more to his game. Like, that's a weird comparison. Yeah. But, like, back in the day, we had so many strikers to, like, compared to. I feel like it goes like Haaland, Kane, but I don't even know who's third.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to, and imagine, like, the two best strikers in the world are so different from each other, like polar opposites. So I just think it's hard for fans to, like, judge Haaland, which it's true. Like, how do you call somebody that broke their goal record last season shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what to, but he does deserve the criticism, though.
Let's move on, boys. Let's do some predictions. First, I want to start off with Bayern versus Real Madrid. Actually, before we start Bayern versus Real Madrid, just, you know, because the TikTok and the Instagram are a little bit loving us right now, I think we do a combined exile on the episode today. So, you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Again, I know people get mad at me for all my pronunciations. Well, I'm trying, okay? Allow me. First up, Manuel Neuer versus Lunin. Who you guys got?
Lunin.
Really? Yo, he played well.
What?
He played well against City. I like this one. He played well.
No, he's... Bro, do you know how ballsy it is to stay in the middle? That shit's crazy.
Nah, that Kepa gave him the drop.
Third option.
Kepa gave him the drop. Bernardo did that to him before, bro. He has PTSD.
Bro, no,
that shit was crazy. Neuer, I was so impressed with him.
Man, Neuer's not showing age, though, man.
Neuer's the greatest of all time.
Wallahi.
He's the greatest of all time.
That's without a doubt. I got Manuel Neuer. Next up, Matthias De Ligt or Antonio Rudiger? Yo, Rudiger? Oh, love that guy, man.
Rudiger is ours.
Oh, I love that guy, man.
De Ligt.
What? Excuse me? You going to give a reason? He got
a white wife.
Excuse me? Okay, next one. Eric
Rudiger.
Eric.
You remember what you said before, right?
You heard me, Arf.
I respect it. Eric Dier versus Nacho.
Eric Dier. Nacho's not fooling me. Nacho's not fooling.
You know what's
me.
Crazy? Him getting mad of the match against
Arsenal. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Dyer.
Just because he got mad of the match, I'm giving it to Dyer Olai.
Same. This is Nacho's monster. Last year, by the way.
Joshua Kimmich versus Danny Carvajal.
Carvajal, that bastard.
I said this to Carvajal, bro. Big game.
Bro, he's too much.
He needs to go down as one of the best right backs ever.
Agreed. He has to be.
He's unbelievable. Both sides of the ball, clutch plays. Like,
bro, he is a pest.
Mentality.
Bro. He is a workhorse. Pest.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? Like, he's kind of a throwback right. That's how right backs used to be.
Yeah.
This is what a right back is. Yeah, I was growing up. This is how right backs used to play.
Facts. Yeah.
Like annoy the winger, cross, create. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next up, Mezrahi.
Fonzie.
No, I'm not putting Alfonso.
Why not? He's back.
Mezrahi's starting, and he played well in a couple games. So I'm putting Mezrahi. Mezrahi versus Ferland Mendy.
Ferland Mendy, come on.
Mendy's back. Mezrahi. Mendy is back to
his. He has City links. Please stay away.
All right.
Honestly, Fonzie's playing for his position at Madrid next year, so we'll see what happens there.
But he has Newcastle links too, Mendy. I hope he goes to Newcastle, to be honest, just because of Ultimate Team. Prem link?
That's broken.
Don't they have enough fullbacks? Anyways, next up, Goretzka or Toni Kroos?
Toni Kroos can't move.
Bro, Wallahi, yo, I feel like because...
Bro, he didn't even touch the ball.
I'll tell you this, man. One thing I saw from Arsenal game, bro, he's one of those guys, his hard work goes extremely unnoticed. Extremely on those. Like he was all over the pitch. Extremely all over.
I agree.
He was working up top.
Run around, do none.
He was all over the pitch.
Bro, Toni Kroos didn't touch the ball, bro. Like his time is done. I think this is last year too, for sure.
No, it's not.
Nah.
His legs are gone.
Modric is.
But yeah, Goretzka.
Stop. No, I'm cutting you off. Stop. You don't have that right. Yeah. You're not disrespecting the GOAT. Leimer. Am I saying his name correctly?
Justin Leimer.
Yeah.
Justin Leimer versus Kamavinga.
That's tough.
Lee, you're trying to be different, bro.
No, I'm not. It's tough.
No,
Leimer
it is had a tough. Good, he's yeah. having a good... He's, Wallahi, what, I agree.
He played great.
Kamavinga?
Kamavinga is okay, bro. To be honest, you can't even tell me what he is.
Kamavinga has a lot of deficiencies in this game.
He's
thank you, Art, because we don't know what he is.
Just under world class in like 5-6 positions, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, great. I'm comparing the two. I have to put
Kamavinga. That's the biggest diss. You called him James Milner.
I mean, that's not a diss, low key.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
It's a diss to me.
I'm gonna put Kamavinga. Who y'all got?
I'll put Leimer.
Kamavinga.
All right. Next up, this is the best one, y'all. Jamal Musiala versus Jude Bellingham.
Jude.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know AFD always accuses me of glazing Jude, but let me give him his flowers.
Yo, last minute winner against Barca again?
Nah, forget the Barca. Forget that. I'm talking about the City legs. I don't think people understand, like, how hard it is as a first of all, you're a midfielder. Not even, would you call him a 10? To me, he's not a 10.
He's a 9.5.
That's a good one.
But for somebody to be assigned to play striker in a team that's defending and being able to hold it up, play off of you, like, bro, he did not do that his entire life. And he has to do it in a Champions League quarterfinal against the best team in the world. Hey man, kudos. I seen all these people like talking about, oh, he had zero shots, zero creations, zero XG. Like, bro, y'all weren't
Twitter
watching.
Stats. Yeah, Twitter
like,
stats.
But you are not watching, bro. That is incredibly impressive to just say, like, if he played at Arsenal this season, playing that position, he definitely has more goals than Cole Palmer, for sure.
I agree with that.
For sure.
No, I'll tell you this though. Hold on. Middle
bro,
of the
that
season?
Is a slave shift. That's a slave shift, bro. Eight behind the ball, playing striker.
I hear that a lot. Now, one thing I just want to say, I'm gonna put Bellingham, but I feel like everybody thought there was a big gap between these two. There is absolutely not a big gap.
Absolutely
I said this
not.
Before. I'm going to say this again. It is very tight. It is very close.
No, it's not.
Wallahi, it is.
No, it's not.
1,000%.
No, it's not.
I wish he played for Arsenal, Musiala.
I would love him.
He would fit there.
I would love him. Next up, Leroy Sané or Vinny Jr.? Simple, Vinny.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
Mr. Champions League. Mr. Champions League.
For real. Next one, I'm going to put Gnabry versus Valverde. I think I'd put Valverde.
Bro, I'm going to put Gnabry, bro.
Why? What the flip? Are you blessed? Bro, explain yourself.
I don't know. I don't know what Valverde does.
Bro, I don't think I chose a single Bayern player, bro.
I don't know what Valverde does. Yeah. Yeah, no one could tell me what he does.
Ancelotti can tell you what he does. He wins games for you, okay?
I feel like that's like a mythical. It's like he's good on FIFA. He's mythical. Like, no, we're supposed to just accept that he's good.
This is where I cut you off. No,
I'm all set.
Cut his mic.
He's a physical specimen. He doesn't lose the ball. He keeps it ticking. He passes to the guy who makes the play.
What position is he?
You're not right winger? You're not doing this. We're not doing this. Next
give
up,
me a break,
final one. Harry Kane versus Rodrigo. And I put Rodrigo here only because I feel like he slots in a lot in the center forward a lot of times. So I had to. I couldn't think of anybody else though. I really couldn't think of anyone else. Who would you
don't disrespect Harry Rodrigo. Kane's gangster. Listen, yeah. Harry Kane knows what to do with Rudiger. This is what he's been missing. He needs some real old school Prem competition, and he'll get back to scoring ways. Believe it or not, I have Bayern going through.
Damn. What a
mentality monster.
You sound like me.
Bro, just jumped the question, fam. Harry Kane or Rodrigo? What the heck?
HK.
I've
never heard a man say HK in my life, ever in my life. I don't know this thing. But
loser.
I'm going to go Rodrigo. Okay, yeah. Who you guys got winning this round?
I'm telling you, Bayern, they're going to upset. They are underdogs in this. Believe that.
I got Real.
I feel like Bayern has nothing to lose right now. So we might as
well. Yeah.
Real beat the best team in the tournament. They got nothing to lose.
Nah, but I don't know. When Real are favorites, I don't know. Something about it just rubs me the wrong way.
I just feel like it doesn't. La Liga teams are always in the finals, so that's why I have Real Madrid. I'm going just strictly off feeling. Like I can't say for sure, but I feel like they would. I feel like there's a couple guys in that Bayern squad. There's a couple guys in that Madrid squad that can uplift the team and say, "Yo, I'm gonna win this game for you." His name is Vinny Jr. And I see him performing, balling out against Bayern. Okay, Dortmund versus PSG. Yeah, we got. I feel like this is gonna be. Very easy.
Bro, you guys don't understand how bad I want Mbappe to win. Wallahi.
I mean, why?
You know why? Mbappe is like one of the first players in a long time, besides Vinny, I would say, that just makes white people angry, bro. Like, bro, they hate him, bro. Like, all these football purists just hate Mbappe so much. He does this for the money. He does this for the money. Yeah, so would you, nigga. So would you. Like, you would do that same thing. Shut up.
That boy up a quarter billy right now.
Bro, I can't. Dog, I can't. I need a PSG. Because, PSG winning. I'm sorry, Arsenal fans. But PSG winning the last version of this UCL is crazy.
Shut up, man.
Y'all should have won this, bro. Y'all should have won it, bro.
How about y'all should have won this?
They won it last year. They could get a pass.
Again,
Lee, you're right. Wallahi, we should have won it.
Wallahi, bro. Bro, this is over, bro. This format's over, bro.
1,000%.
Men's are acting like. Never mind. We already did this.
Wallahi, you're right. Okay.
We already did this.
I got PSG in the final. Simple. I don't believe in Dortmund. Yeah, me too. I really don't believe
in Dortmund. Yeah, there's too much firepower, bro. It's too crazy. Nah, bro, Dembele?
Wallahi.
Listen. I'm going Dortmund.
Are we doing Dembele, that again?
Dembele's not a scorer.
Yeah. Boys,
he scored 2 goals.
Let's go straight to Q&A, quickly. Let's go.
Okay.
This guy, I don't understand how many times I had to edit this. This guy keeps dropping his camera, y'all.
You gotta leave it in this time.
I need to make a compilation of every episode and just pound. I don't know how your camera lens stays, man. God damn. Bro, we haven't done this in a while, man. What the heck?
We haven't done this in a minute, bro. This question's in here from March.
I blame Mo.
But I remember.
Can we blame Mo? It was his fault.
Yeah, let's blame Mo.
He said he didn't want to do it. He wanted to talk about Arsenal and Chelsea and stuff, okay? So it was Mo's fault. All right, Lee, go ahead. You gotta take over this time.
Top two kits of all time.
Top two kits? Who's asking this? I want to know who asked this.
Yeah, my bad. Let me give them their flowers.
I'm very curious.
Jay.
All right. I got this. AC Milan Opel logo. I mean, Opel sponsor. I love that. And Burgundy O2 Arsenal.
Yo, I might be copying this soon. The Fiorentina 97 kit is so fire. Google it when you get a chance.
You're good. You too much TikTok.
No, not TikTok. It's not TikTok. Hookups. You know, I was looking through a couple of catalogs recently. Me and the boy Straw Hatter. This might be a must cop. Yeah, they got keep the Sprite going. Logo on it, but I don't. But that's about it for me. I'm not too crazy.
Me is gonna surprise y'all. Yellow O2 Arsenal.
I like that. I actually like the maroon one more, but.
Love that kit. Right. And the other one is the Ronaldinho Opel PSG.
Oh, that's fire.
That's not bad.
Which I have that kit. So.
Just like straight in the line and the blue on one side and the red on one side? Like it almost looks like Barca.
It's blue, red strip in the middle.
Oh, red strip? Okay, never mind. Yeah,
wait, Lee, how come you didn't say a throwback City kit? Oh, you didn't?
I don't really, bro. City's kits have been bad, I think, since Yaya's year, in my opinion.
Yeah, here. That's back in the day, right?
Yeah, 10 years ago. I seen a tweet the other day. Nobody in PS2 days, not a nigga knew about Man City back then. Like, not a single nigga. Like, PS2, Man City,
yo, I don't think they're in the game.
I don't think so. I don't know if there was a championship teams online.
All right. It's too much copium.
Wait to PS3 like midway, fam. Go ahead.
This guy. I don't know who unknown user is, but he asked us to rank these players, but it's too long of a list, so I'll shorten it to the three that'll make it the most interesting. Rakitic, Di Maria, Dybala.
Okay, that's easy.
Like, what is he asking? Like, who's ranked one to three? Rakitic, Di Maria, and Dybala?
Dybala.
These are the most random three rankings I've ever heard in my life.
But they're all the same level, low-key.
I got it. Dybala? Is hands down my favorite out of all of them. He's last.
We didn't say favorite.
Yeah, we said rank.
He is last.
He's last.
That's my boy. I love him. I have his jersey. 21 Juventus green. Last. Yeah. I'm putting, crazy as this is, putting Rakitic.
First.
I'm putting Rakitic. Bro, that's crazy. That guy is unbelievable. He's one of the most underrated players of our time.
And one of the most unluckiest.
Di Maria is same ways. Same, super underrated.
Forget all that though, bro. Di Maria should be first, fam. What do you mean? He's generational, fam.
I hear you, Ace. This guy's a World Cup merchant.
No.
Rank it.
I care about the World Cup. Stop, okay? Don't respect me. Please, thank you.
Longevity, Di Maria for sure. Forget longevity,
in terms of ability, it's straight up Di Maria. Di Maria, Dybala, Rakitic, fam. Easily, fam. What the heck?
I'm going with Ace's list. Rakitic, Di Maria.
Rakitic, last time he was good, we had two of the best midfielders beside him, okay? His name is Xavi and Iniesta, okay?
They had him.
Say how's it better.
Don't disrespect him. Don't disrespect him.
I'm not disrespecting him. Rakitic?
Didn't he score the goal in the Champions League final?
Ace. People do this with even Modric to this day. Modric is not. He hasn't been Modric in 5 years, bro. Like, we need to let it go.
What's going on here?
I have a personal beef with that guy, but that's for another episode.
All right, next one.
This is from Saeem.
Uh-oh. Is it football related, though?
It is. Do any of y'all think, this is an easy question, though. Do any of y'all think Chelsea will ever win another Champions League?
Oh, that's a good question.
Let's move on to the next one. Let's move on to the next question.
I mean, it's Chelsea. I don't know.
Best English player in the world right now.
Ooh.
Is it Jude? Oh. For me, it's Jude, for sure.
Best right now? I mean, I'd say Jude, but like, I feel like Harry Kane is still there. Stop your hate, man.
Stop.
This guy is so hateful, bro. Harry Kane is still.
Bro, the guy tucked his tail between his legs, ran away.
We're gonna see in the Euros. We know who's gonna be the best performer in that England squad. That's
normally usually, he's not playing.
He's always the best performer for them.
Oh. Oh my days!
What happened,
bro? Jamal Murray game winner. Sorry.
Oh, same word. Damn, bro.
Broski.
Say wallahi, goddamn. Yeah, okay, let's end this fast. Yeah, quickly, let's go.
Manu, I should have told you guys. This has been one of the best games I've ever seen in my life.
Damn, Lakers might actually get swept, bro. Holy smokes.
Bro, this game was unbelievable.
I think it's Phil Foden. And congrats on the third kid.
Phil went up there. Yeah, I'm with that.
That boy working. That boy working.
All right.
That boy working, man.
Next question.
Our Prem team's on fraud watch right now. It's funny because did y'all see Matt Hummels' tweet?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
He said something about like just what did he say? A long day at the farm or something like that. So much for like for my fellow farmers. It didn't even make sense. I knew what he was trying to say.
He's the last person to be saying this. The absolute last individual.
He was the worst player in that time.
Wallahi, wallahi. He's the last individual to even be speaking or have a tweet or have a Twitter account, well, bro.
RIP that that fifth Champions League spot. So I think it's going to Italy. Okay. Is this is from 825. Has Haaland been missing lately? We already covered that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got you 825. I made sure we gave him time.
This is from Peter. How far do you think the Leverkusen unbeaten run can go? Already the longest run in history. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, my homie was talking about this the other day too. He did have a little bit of fun debate with me in terms of saying the Leverkusen's undefeated streak could be arguably, well, he's saying that's his take. Like, it's without a doubt better than Arsenal being undefeated.
It could be, bro.
Let's just remember this. Be. Let's just remember, like, Arsenal.
It could be, right? It could be.
No. Yeah. When Arsenal were undefeated, brother, we were competing with the best teams in the world, okay? Chelsea were going crazy. Chelsea were just pulling up. United were
not
the GOATs. Liverpool are kind of out of it, but. It's just, you know, they were still good. They were still.
Thank you.
There was always a four-way. There was always a four-way title race.
You know what's funny about the Invincibles year two is like, was the Prem wasn't even the best league back then. It wasn't.
It was La Liga.
All the best players in the world were in La Liga.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Or Serie A.
But you're gonna say Bayern is the best team in the world, best league.
I'm just saying
Bundesliga is the best league in the world. No, they're not.
Bayern Dortmund in the semifinals of the Champions League.
Right, I don't want to hear about that.
Yo, history will know. It's going to look crazy for this Leverkusen team. They're going to look like...
Bro. And let me remind you, Europa League had AC Milan, Liverpool.
They didn't face any of them, so I don't know what's the point.
But I'm just saying, like, it's not like there was just bums.
Yeah, I don't know. People go a little too far with the whole... I don't know. Any chance to discredit Arsenal's undefeated streak, everybody just jumps in, bro. They love to do it. Because of time and like how long ago was it?
Unbeaten.
We're very quick to forget the past.
Bro, they just played in a league game. They were down 1-0 to Dortmund. They really did. They already won the league.
89th minute, they score a goal, bro. They've done this. They're down, bro.
We went undefeated 20 years ago. It still hasn't been repeated. Still.
It's going to be repeated this year.
How many Premier League teams has won the league since then?
I mean, you're talking to a guy that thinks 100 points is more impressive than that. So.
This is their first league win. Do you know that?
Like ever.
That's cool. But the season's still not done, though, for them. So they got to finish. They still got to finish it. They got a couple, four games left or something like that?
Yeah. This question is also from Peter. A little outdated. Who do you guys think will win Serie A? Didn't Inter just win it?
They just won it. Yep. They just won it against Milan.
Turam. Turam.
Yeah. So.
And then he also said, where should Spurs spend their £250 million, according to some...
I did hear they're going to go on the spending spree. But, you know, Tottenham, I'm sorry. Let's finish the episode with this, fam. Tottenham, wallahi, you ain't shit, fam. Nigga, ain't nobody coming to Tottenham to sign for you guys. At best, you know, Tottenham can't sign world-class players anymore. I'm sorry to say, okay? You just don't have that aura anymore. No, like, they had that with Mourinho. They had that with Conte. You don't have that aura to sign world-class players. I'm sorry. It is what it is. You had to go and find other talents who are unknown, okay? Now, I'm saying any world-class player that's available, they don't have that aura to sign them,
sign world-class players.
He's saying that, like, with those managers.
They had the ability to, at least a conversation.
It's never happened. Who's world class that they signed?
I mean, people would argue they brought back Bale from loan. You know, obviously Son.
Come on, man. That's not a world class player, bro. He was finished.
Can't name off the top of my head.
Nobody remembers his stint when he came back, bro. Nobody.
No, but they did go crazy on money the last couple of years, but. I'm just saying they don't have that aura. I hope people know that. They gotta sign players that we don't know of. Okay, but other than that, let's end it off here, boys. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Lee, go ahead. You need to say anything?
No, I was just gonna say they should sign Paqueta, but too bad he's going to City.
I don't even think he's leaving West Ham.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Mm. Don't let that guy come to my club. I've been dancing for a year.
Yes,
no. Lee's an insider. Lee's a Man City insider. What's it? ITK? ITK?
I don't think he's going anywhere, boys. He has I heard a problem, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But anyways,
he got cleared.
Yeah. But did he? Okay, I don't know. Other than that, we'll see you guys all next week. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Well, I appreciate you guys.
Where's Mo?
Make sure you hit that like button before you go. We'll see you guys all next time, everybody. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Peace.